So this is the equation from the last slide. And what I want to do now is make a substitution where r prime equals r minus rj. So when I make this substitution, then r prime comes into the electron density here. And when I put r prime in for r up there, I get a factor of e to the minus ij dot r and e to the minus I dot rj. But I'm integrating over r, so I can pull one factor out. I can pull this factor e to the minus ij dot rj, and then I get just an integral over the electron density. And when I look at it, it's the Fourier transform of the electron density of atom J. And this, the Fourier transform of the electron density of atom J, is called the atomic form factor. So we know that the electron density of this atom looks about like a Gaussian. We Fourier transform it, this is also a Gaussian. With the Gaussians, what happens is that if you have a very sharply peaked Gaussian in real space, then when you Fourier transform it, you get a wide one. And when you have a wide one in real space, you get a sharp one in reciprocal space. These atomic form factors are tabulated. You can find a table of atomic form factors for every type of atom. There's only 100 atoms. There's a table that tells you what the electron density is of the atom. But instead of telling you the electron density directly, it tells you what's the Fourier transform of the electron density of this atom.